When massive human potential goes to waste. I'm David Brancaccio. First, in an episode of rare bipartisanship, the Senate has passed a bill to spend $250 billion to boost research and development in a variety of industries, in large part to better compete with China. Think quantum computing, or in the words of Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer, innovation yet unseen. The vote was 69-32, and what is essentially an industrial policy measure is seen by some analysts as having a Cold War feel. There will be more on this in the Marketplace Morning Report podcast later if you miss our more extensive coverage on the air. Now, that money is over 5 years. There are other points of friction with shorter timelines. Given bottlenecks caused by pandemic distortions of factory output and our buying habits, retailers are already buying for the 2021 holiday season and are facing shortages and delays of computer chips, plastics, and more. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra has that.
Believe it or not, early June, this is around the time that retailers usually place their orders for the winter holidays, at least the first round.
They leave some space open to get stuff in closer to, you know, the actual demand to see what shoppers want.
Tiffany Hogan is a director at Kantar.
That might be a little bit harder to do this year based on the fact that, you know, they don't know if they can reliably get what they want later than now.
It's easier for retailers to buy certain products well ahead of time, the ones they know customers will want, like holiday decorations. Mark Iampieri at the consulting firm Alex Partners says they'd rather wait longer for, say, clothing.
Things that are, you know, kind of perishable from the standpoint of popularity, those are ones where there's a lot more risk in placing your bets well in advance to buffer for these supply chain delays.
If retailers do decide to hold off this year, he says they could spend extra to have products shipped express, but shipping rates are going up. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.
The S&P future, little changed at this point. Crude oil is above $70 a barrel this morning. Now, the World Bank is warning that the human potential of nearly 2 billion young people could be wasted because they can't get training to help them recover from the pandemic. Here's the BBC's Darshini David.
The World Bank says that so far, policymakers battling against COVID have prioritized protecting the health of the elderly. But now they have to intensify efforts to nurture the financial well-being of the young. Mamta Murthy, the bank's vice president, says the price of inaction will be high.
We are throwing away the potential of 1.8 billion young people. It's very important to appreciate the fact that we're actually at a peak in the number of young people globally because of demographic changes. And these young people will pass through society and contribute in myriad ways as citizens, as parents, as workers, as voters. So it's extremely important that the potential of this group of people is harnessed for the benefit of all.
There's no easy solution, but she's urging governments and businesses to work more closely together because what happens at the start of people's careers impacts their fortunes for decades in the future.
Darshini David, BBC there.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
Is it wrong that sometimes retail spaces are important to us and we miss them when they're gone? Today's listener contribution for our Vanishing America series comes from Beatrice Hogg of West Sacramento, California, a thrift store.
One of my favorite stores that closed down last year was a thrift store called Thrift Town. It was just a cool place to go. I've never found anywhere that had the same ambiance and the same friendliness as Thrift Town has. I've probably shopped at Thrift Town since the mid-90s. There were three Thrift Towns in the Sacramento area. At that time, I lived near the El Camino Avenue store, which is the store that was featured in the movie Lady Bird. that particular thrift town was about the size of a supermarket. And they had a lot of clothes. They had shoes, jewelry, furniture, just a lot of different things. I mean, you never knew what you were going to find there. I would spend hours there. Sometimes I would just go there, not even intending to buy anything, but just to look around. And I found a t-shirt that had the name of a musician on it. Dave Menichetti, who's guitarist and lead singer for the band Y&T. And I knew I was going to see Y&T soon, so I bought the t-shirt. And when I went to the show and I got a chance to meet Dave Menichetti, he was very impressed. I got a picture taken with him and I sent it to Thrift Town and I won the find of the week. And they published my picture on their Thrift Town website. I really missed that store. They decided on June 11th that they weren't going to reopen after stores had closed down for the pandemic. And I was just heartbroken. I had certain friends that we would meet there, spend a few hours at Thrift Town, go to lunch. And it was a way to go shopping and not spend a lot of money. But it was a way to socialize. I mean, I got to know some of the people that worked there. And it just had like a family atmosphere. But I have so many things that have that thrift store tag still on them. And it just makes me really happy that I was able to be a shopper there for so long. And it just makes me sad that the stores are no longer in California.
Listener Beatrice Hogg of West Sacramento. Thrift Town still has a few stores left here and there, but no plans to reopen its California shops. Do you have a feature of the American economic landscape that was important to you but is no more? I want to hear from you. Email us at morningreport@marketplace.org, morningreport at symbol marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with The Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.